Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. On a weekly basis, I have David Dolan at my broadcast table so we can receive his Middle East news update. Today, David and I will discuss the Prime Minister and Vladimir Putin in Russia having a telephone call to discuss Russia's proposed sale of S-400 Russian advanced air defense systems to Iran, and the Israeli Prime Minister setting in place to airlift 2,000 Ethiopian Jews to Israel, plus a report on Prime Minister Erdogan's claim that Jerusalem is a Turkish city and has been so for thousands of years. That's what we will be discussing with David Dolan and his Middle East news update in a moment, right here on PTIB. I have a prophecy bookstore on my website, which is prophecytoday.com, and at that bookstore, I have a 5-hour audio series entitled Jerusalem. We look at the past, the present, and the prophetic for the city of Jerusalem. This is a very important study source to help you understand God's plan for this unique city, the holy city of Jerusalem. You can go to my website, then the Prophecy Bookstore, to make your purchase of this 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. Still in South Dakota, in temporary studios, we're going to be headed towards Nebraska, on over into Oklahoma, back into Alabama, and then we'll come back home the end of the month of October. On the road again, as Willie Nelson says, we're out here giving the prophetic word of God to those who will gather together in the churches where we are holding our meetings. And there's great interest, especially here in South Dakota. Somebody said the other day, well, there's nothing else to do in South Dakota but to come hear about the prophetic scenario that is unfolding in our world. Well, praise the Lord for that. We've had some great meetings. I'm in Wilmot. We'll be leaving for Nebraska and Oklahoma. All right, let's get to our next broadcast partner, as promised, David Dolan. He covers the Middle East. He's done it with a responsibility as a journalist on a number of networks throughout the years. We're so glad to have him as our broadcast partner right here on Prophecy Today. David, let me talk to you about something that's pretty late breaking as it relates to the news. Jordan, the state of Jordan, has opened up their airspace for Israel to fly over it. Now, that's a very interesting development in light of the peace accords that are coming together with the Arabs and the Israelis, is it not?
Definitely it is, Jimmy. That announcement made on Thursday, overflight from other countries or Israeli flights going to the Far East, to India, to China, had to go around Jordanian airspace and Saudi airspace as well. So it's a major move forward and another sign that the peace deal is holding and that these other countries are supporting it.
This week, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, had a conversation discussing the fact that Russia is saying they are going to sell the S-400. That's the air defense system, a very advanced defense system. They're going to sell that to Iran. What do you know about that conversation, and is that concerning to Israel?
Well, Jimmy, the two leaders remain on very good terms, and that's an important fact to keep in mind because, of course, the actual ties between Israel and Russia have been fraying, to say the least, in recent years, so that they're still talking is good in and of itself. But yes, Israel expressed its deep concern over the S-400 system going to Iran. The Assyrians have gotten some copies of it, and that's been concerning to the Israelis, of course. It is, as you said, one of the best anti-aircraft missile systems in existence. You know, it would certainly buffer Iran's forces to have that. So they very much want it. Their alliance with Russia is pretty strong, and the Israelis are concerned about it. But Ultimately, Russia has no say over where Israel sells its weapons. It sometimes intervenes and asks it to do this or that, but ultimately it's up to Israel. And the same, of course, is true with Russia. They will sell to who they will. The only thing the Israelis can do is make it clear that they object to it and hope that this might change the course of the apparent decision to sell these weapons to Iran.
Often in our conversation, David, we talk about Tayyip Erdogan, who is president of Turkey, active in the entire Middle East. But now Tayyip Erdogan is making the statement that Jerusalem has been the city for the Turks for thousands of years. I don't think history would confirm that. What are your thoughts?
Well, Jimmy, it's the strongest statement that he's ever made about Israel and Jerusalem, and basically threatening to retake Jerusalem. I'm going to quote what he told the parliament during this week. He said, quote, "Jerusalem is ours. Jerusalem is from us. In this city that we had to leave in tears during the First World War, it is still possible to come across traces of the Ottoman resistance." So, of course, he's talking about retaking Jerusalem, basically, there, that it's ours. Well, it was from 1516 till 1917. It was exclusively under Ottoman control, but that's just a few centuries. It's been under other Arab control and Muslim control over the centuries. And, of course, the Ottoman Empire followed the Christian Byzantine Empire that was there earlier. And, of course, the Jewish state, which is back and in control of Jerusalem. So it is not Turkey's. It was only briefly Turkey's. And the Israelis are not going to let it revert to Erdogan's control if they can in any way prevent that. But in a sense, Jimmy, it was an indirect declaration of war, of course, coming on all the other trouble. We now have new Turkish claims in Cyprus made this week. We have them fueling the upflared war between Armenia and Azerbaijan, very much supporting Azerbaijan in that conflict. Ironically, Israel's more or less on their side in that one because Israel's been supplying weapons to Azerbaijan over the years. So it's a mess, but he wants badly to take back that Ottoman Empire, bring it back, and the whole region is got to be up in arms over that, literally, because he's got a major military force he can play with, and doing that in Libya as well. So trouble in the region for sure.
You can go to my website in the Prophecy Bookstore to make your purchase of this 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. Well, trouble in the region, and that's exactly what you were reporting to us, is what made the Israeli Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, tell Turkey, hey, you better stop destabilizing this region. That's a pretty strong statement as well.
It is, Jimmy, and he repeated his support also during that speech for the Palestinians. He said they're occupied, including those living in Jerusalem. In other words, Palestinians, Arabs, and any part of Israel are being occupied. So, again, he's basically echoing Iran now, saying that Israel will be destroyed. He hasn't said it that directly, but his statements and actions are saying that. And, of course, his alliance with Iran is worrisome. Iran this week boasted of its new anti-ship missile that can travel 400 miles or so, saying this is a new game changer in the region. They continue to strengthen their forces. So a very worrisome situation and one Israel has to be on alert about. But they really weren't expecting 10 or 15 years ago good relations were had with Turkey. They weren't expecting this turn of events and that it would become an enemy again. But you and I know the book, and we know that this was prophesied, and it's beginning to unfold.
David, both you and I were journalists located there in Jerusalem back in 1991. I think the month was May, and that was the time of Operation Solomon, when there was a great airlift bringing Ethiopian Jews out of Addis Ababa into Israel. Now I understand that Prime Minister Netanyahu is pushing to do another airlift, trying to bring about 2,000 Ethiopian Jews into Israel once again, add to the population of the Ethiopians. What do we know about this?
Yes, he said during the week that he would bring the matter to the cabinet on Sunday, tomorrow, and hope that they would vote to approve that continuation of the Operation Solomon, essentially, like you said, over 2,000 Ethiopian Jews. They're in an area, Jimmy, in Ethiopia that's becoming increasingly infected with the coronavirus. In fact, the whole of Eastern Africa is undergoing a wave of the virus spread. And so he's saying, let's get them out of there now while we can before they become sick as well. We have our first cabinet minister that is of Ethiopian descent, and she is very much supportive of this airlift and pushing for it. So it looks like it will take place. And Jimmy, just a little bright news in the midst of all the other tragic and sad news we've had in Israel in recent months. The coronavirus there is ebbing, thank God. The cases have gone below 4,000 a day now for the past few days. So the lockdown seems to be helping there. But there's been more riots, some anti-Orthodox Jewish riots, and some Orthodox Jews rioting. They were thrown out of their synagogue during the week when they were supposed to be limiting their capacity, and they weren't. So a lot of tension there, but some good news in the Ethiopian Jewish community, very much rejoicing and hoping that this goes forward and is successful.
And of course, the airlift will be a part of a fulfillment of a prophecy in the book of Isaiah, chapter 18, the Ethiopian Jews coming into Israel. And David, this fact that coronavirus is on the downside, good for the Ethiopian Jews as well, is it not?
Oh, it definitely is. And they're in an area, the ones that they want to bring in, that is just rapidly being infected, they say. And yet that community so far has been fairly untouched, but they know that they have to move them soon if they're going to keep that record. And, you know, Israel's got a lot of cases, but it is dropping again, and they're happy about that. They're concerned about the upsurge in Europe because, you know, they're trying to get the tourism industry back on its feet, but it's not just in Israel. A lot of places still being very much affected by this virus, and of course in the United States, in Washington, D.C. as well.
That's our broadcast partner for the Middle East News Update, David Dolan, longtime journalist in Israel, weekly giving us the latest information we need to understand how current events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless and enjoy South Dakota.
Great report from David Dolan, his Middle East News Update, essential for all of us who are students of Bible prophecy. You know, as we think about the Turkish claim that Jerusalem is a Turkish city and has been so for thousands of years, may I suggest that claim by Erdogan is historically incorrect and actually is a statement from ignorance. The claim also is biblically incorrect as well. God gave Jerusalem to the Jewish people forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, the Davidic covenant. God also chose Jerusalem to dwell among his people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And let me quickly remind you that Jerusalem will be the eternal capital of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I have a prophecy bookstore on my website, which is prophecytoday.com, and at that bookstore, I have a 5-hour audio series entitled Jerusalem. We look at the past, the present, and the prophetic for the city of Jerusalem. This is a very important study source to help you understand God's plan for this unique city, the holy city of Jerusalem. You can go to my website, then the Prophecy Bookstore, to make your purchase of this 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.